Hundreds turned out for the dedication of the Clinton Presidential Park Bridge. The former president was joined by his wife, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, daughter Chelsea, and the mayors of Little Rock and North Little Rock for the event outside the Clinton Presidential Center. North Little Rock's Pat Hayes.
Now the linchpin of the River Trail system is going to be open for general use on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, and it's a beautiful facility. Let me ask all the bikers and the walkers and the strollers and the skaters and the joggers and everybody else, let's let him hear how pleased we are that we're going to open that today.
Former President Clinton told the crowd,
"This bridge is important because first it keeps the promise we made, all of us. We came up with the money, which turned out to be 2.5 times what the original estimate was, to complete this trail loop. And it's important. I'm proud of it."
For 8 decades, the bridge carried trains until the Rock Island Railroad shut down in 1980. It was then abandoned and ended up in the hands of Union Pacific, which wanted to tear it down. But as the river market was being planned in 1995, local leaders convinced the railroad not to do that, and the bridge and nearby train station were eventually incorporated into plans for the Clinton Presidential Library. It was originally hoped renovations for the bridge would be completed in time for the dedication of the Clinton Presidential Center in 2004, but increasing costs led to it being repeatedly delayed. The former president told the crowd, "It's an important relic.
This bridge is more than 110 years old. Just like the headquarters there of our presidential center and the Clinton School. So it connects our past to our present. It connects because of the preserve here, our reverence for nature, with our support for the advancement of civilization."
Hundreds of cyclists were also on hand to be the first to cross the Clinton Presidential Park Bridge. Chuck Hitt of Little Rock was among them.
"Yeah, I've been waiting for the opening of this bridge for a long time. I think it's a great thing for the community, and love the way it's going to open up more area to bike riding."
The bridge was only open for a few hours Friday. It officially opens on Sunday morning. Cyclist Betty Ford.
"It's a wonderful thing. It's a great accomplishment for Little Rock, and I wanted to be a part of it. And it's good to see Bill Clinton again, you know, welcome him back, and just enjoy the festivities."
Friday's dedication was the first in a series of events this weekend for the former president. Saturday, an event marking the 20th anniversary of Mr. Clinton's announcement for president will be held at the Old State House Museum. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin.